Well, thank you so much, Dominic and Yuwen.
多谢 Dominic 跟 Yuwen 刚才的一切。
Well, this evening we continue with our study of the Lord's Word.
今晚我们继续的要读上帝的话语。
And the theme that we have been looking at is this theme, this is the work of God.
我们的话题我们读到的是这是上帝的义工。
Well, what is the work of God?
像上帝的工作是什么呢?
And how can we understand it a little better?
像我们怎么样可以深一层的去了解呢?
This evening we turn to the book of John and chapter 6.
像今晚我们将会打开这个约翰福音第六章。
And before we begin with the message proper, it is good to understand what was happening in John chapter 6.
讲还没有开始之前，我们要了解这个约翰福音第六章的这个情况是怎么样的。
And so we begin with a presentation of the things that happen in John 6.
在这个第六章福音的约翰福音的时候，我们就看到这一切。
Well, of course, we see the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到我们的主耶稣。
And there he was ministering.
他在那边传道。
And there was a great multitude, in verse 2, a great multitude followed him.
在第二节我们读到有许多人跟随着他。
And so they were following him wherever he went.
像他们就跟随着他去哪里他们就跟着。
We read again in verse 5.
像我们从第五节也在读到。
Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him.
耶稣举目看见许多人来了。
There it is again.
再一次的看到。
The Lord Jesus going about his ministry.
我们主耶稣在那边做他的行道。
And a great multitude following him.
讲很多人的跟随着他。
Try to imagine what it must have been like to be the Lord Jesus.
讲你试想一下，成为主耶稣在当时的情况是怎么样呢？
Wherever you go, there is a crowd of people following you.
每当你去到哪里，有许多人跟随着你。
What do you do when there's so many people following you?
这样有这么多人跟着你，你会怎么样去做呢？
Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, in this case, gracious as he is, what did he do? He fed them.
这样我们这个有怜悯的这位上帝主耶稣，他怎么样做呢？他就喂了他们。
And so this was where he fed the 5,000 men.
他就这样把给五千人给他们喂了给他们食物。
And guess what?
这样你们猜有什么事情呢?
We read in verse 24.
从这二十四节我们读到。
What did they do after that?
他们过了之后怎么样做呢?
The people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples. They got into boats and came into Capernaum seeking Jesus.
像众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往这个加伯尼去找耶稣。
And so here was the Lord Jesus Christ. He went up the mountain.
这样我们这位主耶稣他上了山。
The multitudes follow him up the mountain.
这样这些许多人就跟着他上山。
He went across the sea.
他渡过那个海。
The multitudes follow him across the sea.
这些人又跟着他呢。
What were they thinking?
他们是否在想什么呢？
What were they looking for?
他们在要找寻什么呢?
And there we have our answer here in verse 15.
在这个15节我们就看到答案了。
Jesus perceived they were about to come and take him by force to make him king.
耶稣既知道众人要来强迫他做王。
Imagine the word here is they would come and they were going to seize Jesus and make him king.
试想一下，这个形容是关于他们会用力拨他成为王。
Well, this is what you call a mob mentality.
这就是说一些群众的那个坏的这个习惯。
But what were they thinking?
他们是否在想什么呢？
How could anybody think of seizing Jesus and forcing him to be king?
为什么会有这个坏的想法，要把用强力去逼他成主呢？
And here is the word.
这就是这个话了。
And that word is misunderstanding.
这句话就是他们是错误的去想了。
They misunderstood the Lord Jesus.
他们想错了，想歪了这一点。
They looked at him.
他们看着他。
He can heal.
他是能够使人家
multiply bread.
他可以增加很多食物。
That's about all we need in life: healing and bread.
就等于说能够医好人家或者给人家吃，就是医生吗
？Great, he must be king.
那是非常好，他一定可以做王的。
Okay, let's make him king.
我们就逼他成王吧。
How is he going to be king?
他怎么样成为王
？No idea.
没有这个。
No plans. No clue. That is mob mentality.
没有计划，什么都没有思想，没有。
A misunderstanding about who Jesus is.
这是错误的观念，关于我们的主耶稣。
And about what he came to do.
也不明白他来这里是为我们做什么的。
You know, they thought that Jesus was just here to make their lives better.
他们以为耶稣来这边是使他们生活比较容易一点。
Heal me.
就把他的病医好
some food,
给他东西吃
and I'll be all right.
我就好了
Is that what Jesus came to do?
那是否是主耶稣来地上的这目的吗
A misunderstanding
他们有错误的思想
A misconception
他们真的想得很错
You know, a lot of people have a misunderstanding of what Jesus came to do.
很多人同样的都是有这个错误的观念关于我们主耶稣。
As what Dominic said just now, there are many people who still think that Jesus is here to heal them, and that's what he came to do.
就好像刚才我们听到的，有些人以为上帝来这边是医治好人的。
Is that also a misunderstanding that we hold?
那是否是我们现在错误的观念呢
？Do we look to the Lord Jesus only for the physical things and nothing else？
我们是否仰望主是因为他能够赐福于我们
？Because if that is our understanding, then perhaps we too have misunderstood the Lord Jesus.
如果那只是我们这个了解的话，或者我们也有错误的观念
，His focus was quite different.
他的焦点其实是不一样的。
And so he said to them,
他就这样的跟他们说
verse 27,
在二十七节这样的说
Do not labor for the food which perishes.
不要为那些坏的食物劳力。
Well, the multitudes wanted to talk about food.
那许多人当时只要讲到那个食物。
Well, the Lord Jesus is going to use a language they understand.
这样主耶稣就要用他们能够明白的话跟他们解释
You want food?
你要食物吧
I'll give you food
我就给你食物
But not the food which perishes
但是不是那些食物会没有用的
But for the food which endures to everlasting life
而是有这个永生的食物
The Lord Jesus came to give much more than just a bit of physical help to people
主耶稣我们来到这里事实上不是只是给一点好的这个好处
He came to offer something called everlasting life
他是来这里给我们贡献了这个礼物就是永生
This was his focus
这就是他的焦点
And that was what he wanted everyone to have
他就是希望学所有的人都能够得到这一点
And so the people went on to ask further
讲这些人就继续的问他
you speak of everlasting life.
你讲关于永生
and we read in verse 28.
我们从二十八节读到
well, what shall we do?
我们怎么样能够得到呢
that we may work the works of God.
我们这个当行什么才算做神的功呢
what should we do?
我们应该怎么样做呢
to have that everlasting life.
才能够得到永生。
And the answer of the Lord Jesus was as straightforward as can be.
这样主耶稣的答案是非常直觉的。
And here we have the title of our message, verse 29, This is the work of God.
这就是我们今晚所说的话题，就是这是上帝的话。
That you believe in him whom he sent.
信神所差来的。
That you believe in it. Okay.
你就要相信他。
Do you know, it's so hard to understand. And some people say, what? That's all? Just believe?
这样有些人他们以为太过简单了只要这样相信就可以了吗
Surely I must do something.
他们以为还要做别的东西。
Surely I got to contribute in some way.
我或者要做奉献。
No.
不必的。
This is the work of God.
这就是上帝的工作。
That you believe.
你去相信。
Faith.
有这个信心。
That was what Jesus wanted.
主耶稣就是需要这一点。
That was why he was doing all those things.
他就是做了这一切。
They are no more than signs.
这些只是给我们的引导。
To point to himself.
是 引导我们知道他是我们的基督。
Well, some people swing to the other extreme.
有些人就去了另外一边。
They say God must do something for me.
他们认为上帝要为他们做一点事。
They say seeing is believing.
他们说见到了才会相信。
Unless God helps me, unless He heals me, unless He makes my life better, no faith.
他们说如果上帝不帮我不去医治我的话，我就不会信他了。
In both cases, it is missing the point.
在这两个例子里面，他们都错误的观点。
Faith,
信心。
This was what the Lord Jesus was looking for.
上帝要看的就是我们有这信仰。
And so he said, "This is the work of God that you believe."
这就是上帝所差遣的，就是这就是做神的工。
And we pause to think for a while. Can we have this faith?
我们在这里想一想，我们是否能够得到这份信心呢？
Do we need to do anything? No.
我们是否要做任何事才能够得到吗？
It's just simply believing in the Lord.
不必，其实只是我们真心的去相信就可以了。
And this is a faith that we can speak about.
这就是我们的这份信心可以讲到的。
And even as I speak and interact with the older folks, you know, the stories of faith are there.
当我跟这里比较年纪大的谈话的时候，我就可以看到他们这份信心。
How is it that a person can not believe in God for most of his life, and towards the end, suddenly faith comes?
这样，如果一个人差不多整个一生都没有去相信的话，怎么样能够在尾段的时候去相信我们的主呢？
Can such a work be done?
这一份工能够施行吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是可以的。
But what kind of faith should we have?
我们应该有什么的信心呢？
And the first thing we want to think about is that faith must have content.
讲这个信心要有内容。
But we got to know what we believe in.
我们应该去知道我们相信的是什么。
So we say, I have faith.
不可以只说我有信心。
What do you believe in?
你相信的是什么呢？
I don't know what I believe in.
我不知道我相信什么。
I just have a lot of faith.
我只是有很大的信心。
Well, it doesn't work that way.
我们不应该这样的去做。
And our faith is centered on a person.
这样我们的信心是集中于一个人。
And that is the Lord Jesus himself.
那就是我们的主耶稣。
And he spoke about himself.
他就自己解释了关于自己。
Here is our content we read in verse 35.
这是我们的这个内容了，在第三十五节。
I am the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮。
You are so interested in bread.
如果你这么喜欢食物的话
，Then let me continue talking about bread.
我就继续跟你们形容关于食物。
And there was the Lord Jesus in all his mastery as truly a teacher.
这样就从这里可以看到这一点，主耶稣是非常好的教师。
I am the bread of life.
他就是说我是生命的粮。
If you come to me, if you partake of me, you know what? Life will be yours.
如果你相信我的话，这个永生就是你的了。
He who comes to me shall never hunger.
他就这样说，如果来到我这里并定不饿。
And he who believes in me shall never thirst.
信我的永远不渴。
What a beautiful truth.
这是一个美妙的箴言。
What else can we know about the Lord Jesus?
我们是否还有什么可以知道关于主的呢？
We read in verse 40.
从第四十节我们也读到。
Everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life.
因为我们的父的意思是叫一切见而信的人得永生。
Is there such a thing as life that lasts forever? Absolutely yes.
这样是否有这个永生吗？是有的。
And he goes on to say, I will raise him up at the last day.
这样并且在末日我要叫他复活。
You know, in the first 6 months of this year, we've had already 6 funerals.
在今年我们6个月过后已经有6个丧礼了。
And each time we conduct a funeral, what is our confidence?
每一次我们有这个葬礼的时候，我们的信心在哪里呢？
Is it not here, this promise of everlasting life?
就是在这里，我们知道有永生。
That there will come a time that though we die, the Lord says, I will raise him up again.
虽然我们死后，但是有一天上帝会把我们复活了。
Imagine being raised with a new body.
就等于说复活的时候有一个新生。
All your aches and pains.
你的病痛。
All your illnesses.
你的所有的有病的事情
no
就没有了。
I will raise him up at the last day.
在那最后一天，他会被
And that was the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣给我们的应许。
Wow, wonderful to believe in the Lord as our Savior.
这是非常美好的，我们能够这样的相信我们的主耶稣。
Anything I must do about that?
我们应该做什么呢？得到
believe.
只要去相信。
This is the work of God. Believe.
相信，因为这是上帝的工作。
And that is something that we absolutely can do.
但是有一件事我们一定要可以去做到的。
Well, besides content, what else should our faith be like?
这样除了这个内容之外，又我们的信心应该有什么呢？
And it is this word.
就是这一句话。
Conviction.
就是说有决心。
Yes, there is faith.
虽然有这信心。
And there is faith that we are absolutely convicted by.
这信心是因为我们有决心知道是真的。
How do we know that we have this conviction of faith?
我们怎么样知道这样决心知道这信心呢？
Other people may fall away.
其他的人或者不信了。
Others may not believe.
有些人或者不相信了。
But we still hold on to that faith.
但是我们自己要还是去有这份信心。
In John chapter 6, there were the multitudes.
在约翰我们读到有很多这些人。
Did they really all believe in Jesus just because he said so? No, they did not.
他们是否全部都相信主吗？因为主叫他们这样去做。
And there were the disciples.
有他的门徒。
Sadly, even the disciples, not all of them could believe.
很不幸的，不是他所有的门徒是相信他的。
We read in John 6, verse 66.
在这个约翰第六章第六十六节。
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
从此，他们途中多有退去了。
Do people fall away?
他们有些人是不再相信吗？
Yes.
会的。
If you have that faith,
如果你有那份信心，
we are already in a remnant.
我们就是很少的这一些人。
But watch the certainty of faith expressed by the 12 disciples.
但是看一看这十二个这个门徒怎么样有这份信心。
In verse 67,
在六十七节。
And Jesus said to the 12,
耶稣就这样对十二个门徒说。
Do you also want to go away?
你们也要去吗？
But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go?
西门彼得就回答说，主啊。我们还归从谁呢？
You have the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
我们已经信了，知道你是上帝的这圣者。
You see that sense of conviction, that sense of certainty that is there.
你看，从这里可以看到那份信心，那份决心吗？
They believed.
他们真的相信
and they knew.
他们也知道
and sometimes having faith is like that.
有时候有信心就是这样
it may not be a popular position to take.
虽然不是一个众人喜欢的一样东西
friends may not understand.
朋友或者不了解我们
many people will not understand.
很多人不会了解
and along the way people will fall away.
在一路上有些人会退出的
what becomes of our faith?
这样我们的信心会怎么样呢？
It is a faith of content.
我们的信心是有内容。
And a faith of conviction.
我们有这个决心知道能够做。
You are the Christ.
因为知道他是主耶基督。
The Son of the living God.
是我们生存着真神的儿子。
We have nowhere else to go.
我们没有别的地方去了。
We want to follow you.
我们只要追随他。
These are the words of faith.
这就是有信心的话语。
It is a conviction of faith.
这是有决心的这个信心。
And as we think about it, The Lord Jesus asked of us not works, but faith.
像我们在思考的时候，知道上帝不是要我们去办事工。
And this faith is something that we all can have.
但是要有信心，这是我们所有人都能够有的。
It doesn't matter whether we are older or whether we are younger.
不管我们是年幼或者年老的。
It doesn't matter if we come to know the Lord perhaps later in life.
不管我们是比较年纪大才去认识主。
If we can believe.
只要我们相信
，Then God has already begun to do a special work in your life.
上帝就会在我们一生，我们的身体里面做一个特别的功能。
How is it that some people can have faith?
这样，为什么有一些人会有信心呢
？It is God who draws a person to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那是因为是上帝使我们被去靠近主耶稣的。
And you know when we have such a faith.
当我们有这份信心的话
，It is a faith we want to cling onto.
我们一定
for the rest of our lives.
我们一定需要紧紧的去得到这信心的。
What a precious thing to have!
这是一个宝贵的一件事。
What a wonderful savior that we can have!
是我们美好的这救主。
We can know about the Lord content.
我们知道关于上帝这内容。
We can really believe in the Lord conviction.
真的有决心去相信于主的。
And we can hold on to this faith for the rest of our lives.
我们可以紧紧的在这一生有这份信心。
And we can cling to the Lord.
我们可以抓取它。
And to me, this is a wonderful, wonderful word from the Lord Jesus Christ.
对我来讲，这就是我们主耶稣给我们美妙的这话语。
Open to all.
这是每个人都能够接受。
Available to all.
每个人都能够得到的。
He is the bread of life.
他就是生活的的粮。
And he came to give more than just physical things.
他不只是能够给我们体悟上的好处。
And for those who are able to receive it, they are truly blessed.
如果我们能够收到的话，真的是有被赐福了。
And not everybody will be able to have this faith.
没有，不是每一个人都能够得到这信心的。
But if you choose, this faith can be yours today.
如果你今天选择的话，这份信心能够属于你的。
This was the offer of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们主耶稣这样的给了我们。
Let's be deeply challenged.
希望我们会真正被挑战到。
To have this faith.
得到这份信心。
For some of us, we will need this content of faith.
我们或许有些人是需要这内容的，关于信心。
Without this content, we will not know much about Jesus at all.
如果不认识这内容，关于这份信心，我们不会了解主耶稣。
And our danger could be sadly misplaced in all sorts of other things apart from the Lord Jesus Christ.
不然的话，我们会把信心放在错误的事情，而不是在主耶稣的身上。
But for some of us, we seek a conviction of faith.
我们当中有一些是有决心的，要去找决心。
A conviction that will last us for the rest of our lives.
这决心要追求它是一生。都这样的。
And for some of us, it's just simply about clinging on to this faith.
有一些是我们要紧紧的握住这信心。
The challenges of life, we cling.
在我们一生中有不同的这个困苦的时候，我们还是紧紧的握住信心。
And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do.
那就是非常好、非常好的一件事去做。
Let us seriously consider what it means to have this faith.
让我们认真的去思考关于怎么样得到这份信心。
Not to do the works of God, but this one work, which is to believe.
不只是去做上帝的工作，而是要去相信。
And may the Lord help us, grant us grace to have this faith.
希望上帝会给了我们这个信心者。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祈祷吧。
Our Father in heaven.
我们的天父啊
We thank you for this glorious truth that we can read about this afternoon.
我们感谢你能够读到这荣耀的真理。
That this is the work of God that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是上帝所派的工作，关于我们主耶稣基督。
Perhaps there are some of us here who still do not know the Lord Jesus Christ.
或者在我们当中有一些还没有相信于你。
We pray that you will draw us to yourself.
我们祈祷，希望你会把我们靠近你。
For some of us, we look at our faith and it is lacking in content or conviction.
或者我们当中有一些是不大认识你的内容，怎么样的去相信，或者没有决心的去跟随你。
We pray that you would help us to be even more determined to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈祷，希望我们会更坚强用心的去了解主耶稣。
We ask for your blessing.
我们请求你给我们这祝福。
In Jesus' name.
这是奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.